even worse than you being sad when I quit is you would probably go to Atlantic City less with me, and that would make me sad. So I'm being held hostage, basically, because you won't go to Atlantic City with me unless I do the podcast with you. Howdy, it's Thursday, July 30th, 2026, and this is episode 286 of Due for a Win, the Atlantic City and Casino Biz podcast. I'm Kyle Eskin, joined as always by Craig Stone. What's good, Craig?
Atlantic City. Going to Atlantic City, eating way too much food in Atlantic City.
Yeah, you seem like you're in pretty rough shape for a little bit because of the food.
I have regrets, but we'll get to it. It was not the best decision to start the trip, but we can talk about that in the trip report, which is the only thing we have for today.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of news that can wait.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, we're not going to have anything to talk about for the next, like, 12 months that we don't go to Atlantic City, so got to save it.
Oh, and now, so that's the breaking news. We won't be going to Atlantic City for 1 year from today, apparently, according to Kyle. I thought we just said in the pre-show that that will only happen if you quit the podcast.
Yeah, but we're going to start going to Vegas every month, right?
So Right. Yes. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to say every month, but every 2 months for sure.
You know, I'm still holding out hope that maybe we'll go to Vegas this year, but you don't fill me with a lot of hope, necessarily.
Yeah. I mean, it does all hinge on me, and, you know, if I don't plan it, it doesn't get done, so.
I mean, that is true at some level.
So, we went to Atlantic City. I'm going to save a would you rather for the end, because it will be trip report related.
Mm-hmm.
We went on Sunday.
Yeah, I left the house a little bit later than I wanted to, a little bit after 9, I think. But for me, there was zero traffic, which I know everyone's here for the traffic report.
Yeah.
I mean, there was like a tiny bit of traffic in Delaware, but it was like maybe 5 minutes that it added to the trip. And other than that, just a straight shot for me from my house pretty much all the way to the Hidden Sands Brewing Company in Pleasanton, I think. Is that right? Pleasantville? Pleasanton? What's that town outside of Atlantic City?
Pleasantville? I think it's actually an Egg Harbor Township.
Oh, you think so?
I do. That is what I think.
I'm glad that I have thrown the podcast off by giving you information that, one, is incorrect, and two, does not matter at all. That's what I like.
It's good. Yes, it's in Egg Harbor Township. They're right next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we got to Hidden Sands a few minutes after noon. I think both of us agreed that it was not the best beer, but a very nice tap room and very convenient because it's like 5 seconds off the Garden State Parkway.
Yeah. I mean, I'll say this. I think their fruity beers were pretty decent. Yeah, the sours were good. I thought the double IPA, the mango spicy double IPA was pretty good. I had some blueberry something, I don't know, Kolsch, sure. And it was like fine. I like the beer. It wasn't my favorite, to be honest. So
yeah, the Pilsner wasn't great. The IPAs, regular, not double IPAs, were not the best, but always good to check out a new brewery.
But yeah, it was super, super convenient. Like, I'll probably go back just because it is right on the way into town. And importantly for me, has an EV charger, like a level 3. So I didn't have to worry about charging my car at all in Atlantic City, which was nice.
You can have the worst beer on the planet, but if you have an EV charger...
Level 3 charger. That's all I need.
Kyle's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
So we went from there to check in at Hard Rock. You stopped on the way, a detour for some bubble tea.
Had to get some boba, yeah, because it was like truly right next to the brewery.
So we both ended up at check-in at the same time, but you got to use the icon line.
That's right.
You got keys and got into your room in the South Tower. I went up and she was like, we don't have anything in the North Tower. Do you want the South Tower? Yes. We don't have anything in the South Tower. I'll text you when your room is ready. So she gave me keys, though.
That guy over there in the icon line took the last South Tower room.
Correct.
Because we literally were talking to the people at the exact same time.
Right. I think icon gets priority. So she was like, yeah. I've assigned the room. I can't tell you what room number it is, but I'll text you when it's available. And the keys will work. These keys will just work. And I think you and I were both like, the keys are not going to work.
And, I mean, I don't want to spoil anything, but we were correct.
Yeah. So I also, in my experience, when they're like, we'll text you when the room is ready, you're never getting that text.
No.
You just go back to the front desk at some arbitrary time, and they're like, oh yeah, the room's been ready for 3 hours.
In their defense, they did give you a text, right?
So they did text me at 2:30 p.m., which is not that long a wait at all. It was like an hour and a half, and I was like, sweet. But by that point, we were at Ocean.
Yeah. We had dropped our stuff off in my room, right, and gone over to Ocean.
Yeah. So what do you think of your Hard Rock South Tower room before we get into Ocean Gambling?
It was a room in Atlantic City. I don't know. It was fine. It wasn't anything special. I mean, it wasn't like the nicest room I've ever stayed in or whatever, but it was totally fine.
Yeah, I mean, the North Tower room, same. Like, it's nice enough. It's starting to show a little bit of wear, I would say.
Yeah, I'd say it was like a 5 out of 10 room, 6 out of 10 room. It was not memorable in the least, but it got the job done.
I remember liking the North Tower rooms a lot. And I don't know if it's just that everywhere else has caught up. Like, there's been so many recent room renovations, including at Caesars and places that you think of as not having the nicest hotel rooms.
No, I mean, weirdly, it was less nice than, like, a Golden Nugget or a Bally's room, which is strange, but I think completely true.
I think it's on par with a Golden Nugget room. I think we're overrating the Golden Nugget room slightly because of...
Because it's how bad the property is? Yeah. I think the rooms are legitimately nice. I would say it's Golden Nugget's like 1 point more, and Bally's is like maybe 2 points more, because I actually do really like those rooms.
But yeah, I think I remembered liking the room a lot more. It's totally fine. It's perfectly acceptable. I'd be perfectly happy to stay there. But it's certainly not on par with like a Borgata room or an Ocean room.
It's certainly no MGM Tower or whatever, or Nobu or anything like that.
Yeah. So then we went to Ocean. You status matched at Ocean to what even is the status there?
Prime.
Yeah, the statuses are like signature. Yeah, I don't know, whatever. But you got Prime with your Unity icon card from Hard Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, we were able to go to the Avila Lounge with two passes without having to use any comp dollars, which was nice.
That's right. Yep, they gave you a free pass for you and a guest to go to the Avila Lounge. So we went right up there.
What did you think of the Avila Lounge?
I thought it was really nice.
Agreed.
I will say... So it's weird because there's no windows in there, right? So you're just like in this thing up on the floor above the casino, kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Overlooking the
casino.
Ceiling hanging down decorations from the casino. I kind of like that.
So that's a little strange. I thought the food was quite good.
I thought the food was very good. I think if you went to a buffet and paid $39, which I think was the price of the Hard Rock buffet,
mm-hmm.
and got that food, you'd be like, yeah, that was good.
Yeah, no. I mean, it was definitely good, especially for 3 p.m. on a Sunday or whatever.
And it was a very full buffet, too. It was a lot. There were a lot of options.
There were a lot of choices. You know, they had the carving station, which we famously both hit up.
The old fashioned, though, not great.
No, not good. Much worse than the resorts lounge old fashioned. Much, much worse. Much better, I have to say, than the Asia room old fashioned at Caesars, though. But that is truly the lowest bar.
Yeah, my problem with the Avila Lounge was that I had not eaten anything except a yogurt before I left the house. And then we went to a brewery and had a beer flight. And then I was starving.
Some of us had basically two beer flights.
And mistakes were made, let me say, at the Avila Lounge. Normally my mistakes are drinking related.
No, this was a food mistake.
But no, I ate three giant plates of food. The biggest slice of prime rib you've ever seen in your entire life. A hot dog with sauerkraut on it. Just like terrible decisions.
I mean, you were in pretty rough shape.
Until the next morning, I was like, I feel so disgusting. Sitting through the hook later as well. I was just sitting there like burping the entire time. I was like, I feel sorry for the people next to me. It's bad.
Amazing.
But yeah, it was nice to go do that. Then we gambled at Ocean a little bit. I played some video poker. I played some slots. Mm-hmm. What did you do at Ocean this whole time? Table games?
Yeah, I played a bunch of Pike Out Poker for a few hours was the main thing I did. I played a little bit of video poker as well. But yeah, it was almost all Pike Out Poker, which I had a really good time out.
Pike Out Poker no longer in the Asian room at Ocean. Is that right?
No, it is. You're thinking of Hard Rock.
Oh, Hard Rock, yes. Everything Hard Rock is Baccarat only in the Asian room now. Yes, okay.
Actually, it's not an Asian room. It's the High Limit room is basically what they call it now.
At Hard Rock.
Yeah, and it's Bacca only there, where it used to be the Asian room.
Yes, okay. So at Ocean, it's that like sort of half enclosed or three quarters enclosed in area that's down on the casino floor. And yeah, okay. So you were playing Paga there. Was it face up Paga or regular Paga?
Face up.
How did that go?
I think I was up maybe $100 or something after a couple hours.
That's a fantastic session.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice place to play. I enjoyed it a lot. Big news is that they absolutely have zero tiles anymore. They took out the last tiles table very recently, apparently. So, big thumbs down to Ocean for that.
I tried some Nickel Ultimate X and won $10 on it. So, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, and then I looked later, and it was very hard to find Nickel Ultimate X anywhere if you wanted 3-line. Because a lot of places... A quarter is the minimum for 3-line, and if you want to go to 5 or 10, you can do a nickel. But Ocean had nickel 3-line.
Well, a nickel 5-line sounds fine too, right?
No, that's 2/3 more money.
That's too much. All right.
Two-thirds more money.
I mean, so what is that? That's
so it's $1.50.
25 cents times 6, is that right? Yeah, $1.50 a spin.
$1.50 a spin on 3-line.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so it would be, what, 250 a spin on Five Line?
Because it's times 10, right? Ultimate X.
Yeah. It would be 250 a spin.
Woo.
Woo, too rich for my blood.
Twice as much as what you gamble on quarter jacks or better, so.
Yeah. At one point, I went and retrieved my free blender, which my wife was happy about.
That's good.
I didn't know which way she'd go, because I thought she might be like, why are you bringing this shit to the house? Because normally she's very big on not adding things to the house. She doesn't like just accruing things, but she was happy to have a blender.
Sounds like me, yes.
And then we ended up heading back to Hard Rock after Ocean.
Wrong. We went to our first happy hour of the day before that.
Oh, yes, you're right. What am I talking about? Yeah, we went to Schaefried's.
Yeah, Schaefried's.
I was very excited to try Schaefried's, except I was not hungry in the least, which is probably not the best.
At this point, like, I'd been drinking a bunch playing table games, and you had drank nothing, I think, because you literally just felt so horrible. Yeah, like stone cold zero the last few hours. So we were in, like, way different places. And as mentioned, I drank more at the brewery, probably. And so we were in different places at this point. Yeah, it's Schaefried. It's not very good.
I can't judge.
It's not good for a happy hour anyway. I have to say, like, one of the oyster dishes was absolutely phenomenal, but it's all, like, overshadowed by what a bad deal everything is.
Yeah, don't go for happy hour. Mm-hmm. I can't say anything about the rest. We only tried the two oyster dishes for food.
Yep.
The pricing was insane. It was $5 per oyster.
Mm-hmm.
$10 for the one oyster thing that came with two oysters. The little cocktail flight, $21 for three mini martinis, was fine. I mean, it was cool. Fine. The presentation was cool. I don't think the deal is great either.
No, because they're so small. I mean, they're tiny.
Right. Save yourself money. Go somewhere else for happy hour. I would try it again, I think, just because I do really like the star restaurants that I've tried. So I would go and actually just try a meal there. But yeah, no, bad happy hour deal.
Too expensive, yeah.
Especially when there's so many other good happy hour deals in Atlantic City.
Right.
And then we went to Hard Rock, and I went and tried to get into my room.
Oh, you were trying to get in your room for like 45 minutes.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. So I went up and grabbed my stuff from your room, which was in the, your room is in the South Tower. My room was in the North Tower. Like, they texted me saying, okay, your room is North Tower 3162 or whatever it was.
Uh-huh.
And if you know Hard Rock, you can get to the South Tower elevators from the casino floor level, but not the North Tower elevators. So you've got to go upstairs and then down a hallway to get to the North Tower elevators. So I remembered this, but I went down the elevator from the South Tower, walked around to the chandelier stairs and went upstairs, and then all the way back around to the elevators and swiped my key in to get to the elevators, which my key worked to swipe to get to the elevators, so I don't understand why it didn't work in the room. And then went in the first elevators I saw, because I was like, well, I've walked a long way at this point. This has to be the North Tower elevators. And why would you have to walk through one elevator bank to get... And then I go up to 36, and there's no 3612. And I'm texting you, like, they gave me a room number that didn't exist. So then I go downstairs, and I come out at the casino floor, and I was like, wait a minute. These are the South Tower elevators. So then I'm like, okay, let me go all the way back up around, go right back up to the second floor, walk to the North Tower elevators, go up to 36. I find 3612. I swipe and it doesn't work. Try the other key, doesn't work. I keep trying because I'm like, I don't want to go back down to the front desk. So no, they don't work. So then at this point, I'm like, I need to be leaving for the hook now. Like, if I'm going to make it, I need to be on the boardwalk right now. So I'm like, this sucks. So I go down to the front desk. I start to say, like, okay, they texted me saying the room would be ready, the keys don't work. He was not surprised in the least. He was like, yeah, I got it. So he printed up keys extremely fast. Luckily, there was no line at the check-in. So I was able to get back up, actually get into the room, throw my stuff down. My view was of the city mostly. Out of one side, you could see Steel Pier in the ocean. It was fine. North Tower was fine. Then I, like, booked it to Caesars to see the hook. Got there just in time to order a beer at the bar and get seated.
Yep.
Because the hook started about 15 minutes late.
Well, and you ordered a beer because you found out they absolutely do not serve cocktails anymore, right?
Yeah. So somebody in front of me asked about the cocktail list because they used to have a pretty decent cocktail list in the theater. Although they had changed it at one point to where it was batch cocktails. The only ones you could get in the theater were a couple of ones that I guess they pre-made at the bar at Super Freako. And Super Freako is closed, so they don't have those anymore. So I heard the bartender say that the sudden restaurant closing really hampered their cocktail operations in the theater. And he also said that they were not told at all that the Super Freako would be closing. It just was closed one day. So that was interesting. But the hook was fantastic again. One of the acts was, that was the first time that they were at the Hook. So it seems like they're rotating acts through. I saw on Facebook just yesterday that they were having somebody new again for this weekend. So if you've seen it before and you're worried you're just going to see all the same stuff again, if you go before Labor Day, you should go see it because there's new stuff. You know, it's a mix of stuff that I'd seen before, including some stuff that was in the very first time I saw it that I hadn't seen since, and then newer acts. So I guess they've just got sort of a stable of acts that they use there. It was really, really good. It was the biggest crowd I've seen at the Hook in my four times seeing it, which was surprising. And kind of like, they can't figure this out, like, because it seems like they could figure out a way to make it seasonal and successful, but I guess that's a lot of space to take up for 9+ months per year to not have anything in there. So who knows what they'll do instead. Probably just let it sit there doing nothing.
Oh yeah.
So the show ended, I stood there for a minute and just let it linger because it was sad that was my last time seeing the Hook. Went outside, took a picture of the marquee, and there were a ton of people taking a picture of the marquee because they knew. They were also sad. No, I think they were just taking family pictures.
Then you walk back and met me in the Hard Rock, not lobby, I guess, but casino lobby, the lobby near the boardwalk.
Yeah, and then we decided to head to Amada at Ocean.
Went back to Ocean, yeah.
For happy hour number two, happy hour attempt number two at Ocean. Amada's mm-hmm. happy hour is 5 to 10 p.m. on Sundays. I think it's their entire open hours on Sundays.
Even though the sign says the happy hour ends at 9, but yes, the bartender did confirm that it was until 10.
Yeah, so they have a $7 margarita, so that was a decent deal. But then the food prices were not great, I didn't think. You have to really just treat it as a bar menu and not a happy hour menu. Also, you know, if it runs the entire time the restaurant's open, that's not really a happy hour menu. That's just a bar menu. I don't understand.
It was better value than Schaefer Eats, certainly. But
yeah, and the food I thought was good. We got some lamb sliders. We got
Those were very good. Yeah, the pizza was good too.
Some sort of ham flatbread. I thought both of them were really good. Two lamb sliders, $15 though.
It was a good lamb slider, I have to say. But
they were very good, yeah.
No, the prices weren't great.
And then I looked at the regular menu, because they have a whole tapas menu. And most of the tapas menus...
It was like $2 more.
Most of the tapas items are like $13. It's like, we could have been ordering it off the regular menu. anyways, Amada's good.
Yeah.
You were annoyed about the service.
The service was horrible. I mean, so I did not drink, because I actually followed through on my plan to like drink until 7 p.m. and then shut it down. So I was just got water, and like the guy gave me a water, and literally within the first 2 minutes, I had drank the whole water, probably because of all the drinking before. And then he literally took our order and did not come back until he gave us the check. I mean, it wasn't just bad. It was truly perhaps the worst service that one could receive without them just being rude to you.
But yeah, food better. I would say, again, just go for the regular menu. Don't bother with that beer.
I was not impressed with the Ocean food options. I mean, both places we went, I thought were... I mean, they were, like, tasty enough, but just not a good deal.
I think just don't do the happy hours. At the very least, I know Amada is good, and I've been a couple times. I liked it a lot. But the happy hour deal is just not really worth doing. Then we went and played a little more video poker at Ocean. You played some Ultimate X. I played some regular old Jacks or Better, which, again, I've said before, there's plentiful 8-5 quarter Jacks or Better on the floor, single line, at Ocean, which is about as good as you're going to find. I mean, they have that at Hard Rock, too. Obviously, they have full pay at Borgata. But on the boardwalk, 8-5 quarters, if you're a low roller like me, it's as good as you're going to get. You were playing Ultimate X.
Yeah, quarters.
For $7.50 a spin.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened?
I hit 12X, four of a kind. So I got 4,800 quarters, or $1,200, or what we like to call a 2025 hand pay.
It would have been a brutal hand pay in 2025.
Yeah, $1,200 on the nose. Yeah.
Just get the taxes sapped right out of that. But since it's 2026, you didn't get a hand pay, which is like you can't say that you got the hand pay, but you also didn't get a W2G, which is good.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want. So yes, to this day, I still have never received a hand pay at a casino, which is like probably truly the most shocking thing about all of the things I've done at a casino in my life.
Right. I mean, I've only gotten one, but I'm playing literally a fifth of the stakes that you're playing usually, right?
So or less, or like 10 times less maybe on slot machines, because like plenty of slot machines are like 50 cents or $5 or what, you know, like.
Yeah, I mean, most of the slot machines now are like 75 or 88 or something, right?
Okay.
So,
but they even the 88 ones, it's usually the max bet is 880. Then.
Are you doing the full 880?
I have never played a slot machine not on max bet.
Wow. No wonder you lose your $100 so fast when you put your money in slot.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, like I've had plenty of...
Yeah, you have like $200 hits or whatever. Or...
Yeah, $150, $200 hits, which for you would have been hand pay.
Would have been a hand pay. Yeah. No, never happened. Yep. Very surprising. And plus the amount of like video booker I played. Certainly if I ever hit a royal at the levels I play, I'll get a Hanpei. So
yeah, think about all the $10 a spin video poker you've played.
Yeah.
And never hit a Hanpei.
Either $5 or $10 video poker I've played and have never gotten a Hanpei for $4,000 or $8,000.
Well, they moved the goalposts on you too, so it's gonna be extra hard now. Yeah.
Well, it's not going to impact me, I don't think. I mean, other than, I guess, if I start playing Ultimate X, then it has already impacted me, but...
Yeah, you just said it did impact you, so...
It did, yes. But if I'm playing just normal single-line Jax or better, it doesn't change anything at all, because there's no hand pays that I would have gotten that I wouldn't know.
So we went back to Hard Rock. Did you just call it a night at that point?
Yeah, I called it a night, so I hadn't gambled at Hard Rock at all, so I was like, I'm not going to open a day, I'm just going to go to sleep. It was like 10:30, I think, when we got back or whatever, so I just went up and went to bed.
Did you get any gelato?
Nope, no gelato.
What? Okay.
I was also, to be clear, the least hungry person ever, so...
That's a good point. How did your no drinking after 7 p.m. work out? Did you feel fine the next day?
I felt great the next day, so, yeah. Certainly much better than the infamous Nobu night from last trip.
That's a good point. So I was back at Hard Rock. I went to the Hard Rock Center Bar, grabbed a seat pretty quickly. Two people got up, and I just sat down in one of the two seats that were open. And before this trip, Table Games James from the Handy at the Shandy podcast was at Hard Rock, I think, 4 days before we went. And he had posted a picture on Twitter being like, what the hell is this, of a deal draw button at one of the machines at the Hard Rock Center Bar. That was written in handwriting, but not just handwriting, like weird squiggly handwriting. And like they just slotted that paper into the button.
It must be said, it's better than at Borgata, the cursed machine that had no paper in the button. So it was just a light shining right in your eyes.
Right in your eyeballs, yeah. So then Justin W. replied, like, what the hell? I was at that machine in April, and they still haven't fixed it. And so I sit down, and I'm starting to play, and I look down, and I'm at the same machine. I see that deal draw button to the point where I was like, this is a conspiracy. Like, every machine just has this deal draw button. But I, like, looked around. I didn't see any. Mm-hmm. They just had normal deal draw buttons on the other ones. And I'm, like, looking at the pictures from James and Justin. I'm like, no, the same
dude,
little
pearl
at
analysis.
The bottom of the
yeah.
W. Yeah, no. So same machine, which is really weird. The button does not even work, for one thing. So I had to use the little touchscreen deal draw, so that was annoying. But Hard Rock Center Bar, as I've said many times, is my favorite place just vibes-wise to sit and play video poker. One problem I had with it was that it was very warm at the Hard Rock Center Bar. Like, it was really muggy out, and I think, I don't know if it just sort of seeped in, but it was not comfortable really sitting there.
The whole part of Hard Rock near the boardwalk was definitely warm and uncomfortable.
Yeah, they need to fix that.
It was completely fine, like, back into the casino a bit more, but...
That was kind of my main complaint about Hard Rock. That trip was kind of muggy.
I have to say also, like, another reason I didn't end up gambling at all at Hard Rock, either while you were at Hook or when we got back, not only did I not want to open a day, which is true, but it was absolutely insanely busy on Sunday night. I was like, I can't believe this is a Sunday night with how crowded it is.
Yeah, the boardwalk was mobbed, by the way. Like, when I was going to the Hook, there were so many people coming off the beach. Everything was super crowded. Like, if you don't think Atlantic City's a beach town, go on a summer weeknight at 6 p.m. and just walk down the boardwalk. And I'll tell you, it's people are treating it like a beach town, for sure. So it's funny to see that, because it's been so rare that we're there on a weekend in mid-season. I ended up winning $50 at the Hard Rock Center Bar, so that was cool. Got a couple of Manhattans. Did not stiff the bartender, so that was good.
It's good.
And then left there, walked around, played some more video poker, played some Buffalo. Oh, and then I went to the lobby bar because I was like, I bet there's live music, because there's no live music at the little Hard Rock bar.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a cover band, but there were no machines open at the bar. So I stood around kind of waiting for a machine to open. One finally opens up. I sit down. I put my $20 in. I hit the button to play $1.25. And then the lead singer's like, all right, this is our last song of the night. And I got Jax or Better to get back to even. And I was like, cash out. So I think I heard about three songs, two of them while I was standing there waiting for a table, and one while I was actually at a machine. And then I went back out, played some Buffalo, played some Huff and More Puff. And then it was like 12:40. And I decided I would go to bed at what for me is a reasonable time.
That's pretty early for you. Yeah, that's good.
But not before I got some gelato at Alexia's Patisserie. I will say the gelato in the case looked not great. It's a little melty. It's too humid in the Hard Rock. I think that's just
it's
the
clear.
Overall issue. But it tasted fantastic. So I got like the largest waffle cone you've ever seen in your life. and I just sat there alone at a table eating a giant waffle.
Oh, it's better than like laying in bed and just smearing it all over yourself like the toasted coconut donuts.
I was going to bring it up to the room, but I was worried it was going to melt all over me, and I was also carrying a Budweiser. And I was like, I don't think I can carry these two things and swipe to get through to the elevators.
That's how the security guards just take you down or whatever, because you can't swipe your card.
So that was my night. Woke up still feeling not the best, but not because of drinking, just because of so much food.
Okay.
So much food. I tried to get my shorts on in the morning. And I was like, these won't button. These are not normally tight shorts. So that was good. You were up early, though. You texted me at 6:50 in the morning.
Yeah, I was up about 6:30. I went down to the casino at like 6:50. Actually, that's not true. I walked over to Resorts first and, of course, got a Dunkin' and a donut.
Yeah, I believe your first text to me was a donut on top of a big iced tea.
That was my second text, other than that. I think the first one was like, hey, tell me when you're awake. Want to get breakfast or whatever.
How was your Dunkin' experience? The best?
Yeah, it's always good. Like the Resorts Dunkin', you know, they take the points there, which is good. I told you in person I'm back on the Dunkin' bandwagon because they're just giving out points like candy again. Because I guess people stop going, so.
Did you do anything else at Resorts?
No, I just walked through and got the Dunkin' and walked back to Hard Rock and just gambled for probably 2 hours or something.
What were you playing at the Hard Rock? Table games?
Okay, no, because let me tell you about the table game situation at Hard Rock in the morning.
Close.
There was like 2 or 3 open blackjack tables, all 6 to 5, which was like, this is outrageous. The whole like Asia area, like all the Pai Gal, was closed. There was one crapless craps table, which I was going to play, but there's always one guy there. I like an empty craps table, or I like craps tables with like 3. 1 is just like the wrong number for me. I don't know. Like, no, I'm not doing that.
I won't go to a table game. Mm-hmm. That only has one person. If you were going, then that's fine.
Pai Gal or something, like, I would be totally fine with it. But this is like something about craps. Just like, I don't know. I don't want to do that. So I ended up just playing. I played a little slots. I played a decent bit of video poker, honestly, in the high limit room because they had $2 jacks or better.
Was it 9-6?
Not Ultimate X. No, it was 8-5, I think. 8-5 jacks or better, or 7-5 bonus poker, which neither are particularly great, but.
So I finally woke up and came downstairs at what you thought was an egregiously late time of, like, you know, 9:05 in the morning.
9, yeah.
We went to Hard Rock for breakfast, which, again, service kind of slow.
I mean, service was fine, but yes, the food coming out was slow. It took quite a while, which we will get to. That happens again later, so.
I will say the breakfast at Hard Rock is surprisingly decent.
My chicken and waffles was quite spicy and good. I have to say that I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Yeah, I had like a French toast casserole, I think they call it. It's like strawberries and French toast and whipped cream. It was delicious. I mean, that's a hard thing to mess up, but it was really good.
I was proud of you for...
The sausage links. Skip those sausage links.
Not ordering based on macros this time.
No, I was really like, should I get this breakfast sandwich?
That's what you did at Caesars. It's literally what you ended up at Caesars. Yeah. And you regretted every second of it.
Right. We used dining credits. We each had $30 dining credits. Or you had 40, right?
Yeah, I had 40.
And so that covered the entire bill.
Which was perfect because it was like 65. So it covered everything exactly.
Yep. And then we did a little bit more gambling at the Hard Rock.
Yeah. First we went up to our rooms, I think. And
checked out
and everything. Yep. Showered and et cetera. So.
Oh, I forgot to mention something about the breakfast.
Okay.
The entire time we're sitting at breakfast.
the caveman Kino.
Caveman Kino was right across from us. And
making that pterodactyl noise.
Every literally minute and a half, the pterodactyl would fly across the screen and be like, So we heard that probably 100 times.
It was incredibly loud. Yeah, it was great.
So I don't know if you just leave it on Caveman Kino. I don't know if that happens necessarily.
Yeah.
Obviously, if it was not on Caveman Kino, it wouldn't have happened. So somebody left the screen on Caveman Kino. I was so drawn by this iron song of the pterodactyl that I was like, I'm going to go play.
You played. I'm like, I'm going up to the room or whatever, taking a shower and everything. And you're like, I need to play some Caveman Kino.
So I sat down. The bartender was like, do you want anything? And I said, no, I'm just here to play Caveman Kino. And the person had left like 12 cents in it. And so I'm wondering if the machine is thinking there's still somebody sitting here.
Yeah.
And that's why it was making its
mating call or whatever.
Yeah. So I played a few rounds of Caveman Kino, ended up hitting for whatever it was, 25 quarters or something to get back to even, and then cashed out even and left. Then we went up to the room.
Yep.
Checked out.
Checked out, put our stuff in our cars and went back down and gambled some more.
Yeah, so I played a bunch of slots, played some Frankenstein, played some All Aboard, played some new Wonder Woman that I know is your favorite machine because it hides all the reels and then gives you nothing.
I went back to Ultimate X, and let me tell you, I got to see how insanely high the variance is in that game, because at one point I was dealt four of a kind.
Oh yeah, you texted me that picture.
And so, like, I was way up at that point, and then just, like, 15 minutes later, I had no money left, because, like, man, if you're not getting hands, the money goes quick.
Even in Jacks or better, I'm always surprised how quickly...
it's nothing like Ultimate.
Right, it's nothing. But I hit three four of a kinds in the span of, like, 15 minutes, and I was up... Mm-hmm. $90, I think. And probably 30 minutes later, I was back down to even. okay. which I should have left with money. But
yep.
Then 3 hours after finishing breakfast or less, you were like, let's go eat. And I was like, oh God, I haven't been hungry this entire trip.
Oh. I was hungry. Yeah.
But we did go to UU.
Yep. Where I had another $50 dining credit, which we got to use at UU. I have to say that I thought that the food was, again, quite slow to come out.
Yes, it was.
Just like at Hard Rock Cafe, but, I mean, it was pretty good, I think. It was good for what we ordered, which I will make no comments about, but...
You know me. I want the standard stuff.
Yeah.
The menu at UU is not as...
It's not huge, no.
It's not as big as... Not nearly as big as the menu at Kwai, right?
Uh-huh.
And so Kwai, there's, like, more interesting stuff that's also fine for my...
White
stomach, but...
Yeah.
You know, I was also not feeling great, so I didn't want to be like, oh, let's get this, like, spicy three-pot whatever Thai thing.
Yeah.
So we ended up getting some pretty boring stuff, I thought. But And if I think it's boring, you know, it's boring.
Yeah. It was good for what it was, I think. So I relatively enjoyed the food. I enjoyed the food for what we ordered, and it was a little bit slow. I mean, it was nice. We, again, did not have to pay anything because my dining credit covered it.
I will say I was also scared off because I went with my wife to UU years ago, And we did order a couple of more adventurous things, and I did not like anything that we got that time. So I was already like, I'm not going to like it if it's not just the standards. So then you headed out, right? Except before you left. You had to get a donut at Federal Donuts. What flavor donut did you get?
Strawberry lemonade.
Was it your favorite donut you've ever had in your life?
It was bad. I didn't enjoy it at all, frankly. Dunkin' is like 100 times better, so.
I think what we came up with was it's like a little round bun cake. I mean, a bun
cake. It's a bun cake with icing.
Yeah. It's not a donut.
Which I guess bun cakes also have icing too sometimes, but a different type. You know, the donut icing, not the cake icing.
They were even taller and fatter and denser than I remember. They're cakes. They're not donuts. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not. The consistency of them is like not donut-like. So, yeah. I mean, I understand why a certain type of person would like them a lot, but it was not for me.
Right. I like donuts. I want my donuts to be puffy and donut-y. And I like a cake donut, but that was not a cake donut. It was just a cake.
Famously, at Dunkin' in the morning, I got a sour cream donut, which is much more of a cake consistency than like a donut light and airy consistency. But I like it because those are good. And what I got at Federal Donuts was not good.
Yeah, I saw the donuts and I was not enticed. I did think about maybe getting one on the way out anyway.
And it was also like $5 for a donut or
whatever. Yeah, $4.50 for one donut, yes.
Yeah. It seems expensive.
But I walked by on the way out and it was closed at like 5:30 p.m. So no donuts at 5:30 p.m.
Yep.
You also got a car wash on the way out.
So I had, for Icon, it's like, get your free car wash for the month of whatever, August or, you know. And I was like, that's weird, but I'll print out the coupon just in case. And so I was driving out of the parking garage and like drove right by the Roctane, looked, and there was no line for the car wash. And I'm like, well, I should probably get this car wash, right?
And then it immediately started pouring.
That was a little bit later on the expressway. But yes, it was a ridiculous downpour going home as well. It's nice that I got a free car wash. I don't know. I don't need to give a review of the car wash. It's the kind where you have to put your car in neutral and it like pushes it along, which I think is like a better system because it prevents people from sitting in the car wash for like 5 minutes doing nothing. I mean, I guess usually the drying thing always has a countdown because else people will just sit there forever. But
I never get my car washed, so I don't know.
Yeah, it was fine. You know, it was a car wash. And then I actually got boba on the way out again in Egg Harbor Township or whatever it is. And,
same place.
I know, yeah. And then I drove basically straight through to home. So I stopped because of, I don't know, all the drinking or whatever, at the Fairly rest stop, like on the expressway.
Yeah, so like barely outside of Atlantic City, yeah.
Yeah, 20 miles outside of Atlantic City, and then I didn't stop again until I was home, so.
So you used up all your traffic luck on the way there because...
Traffic was bad, yeah.
It took you, what, 4 hours and 15 minutes, I think you said? Yeah, that sucks.
4 hours and 15 minutes to get home, which, you know, it took me 3 hours to get there.
Terrible stuff.
Yeah,
so
it was bad. Traffic was bad. did not enjoy my traffic experience. But I got home like 6:15 or something, so it's all right. Got home about when I wanted to.
Yeah, it's crazy. I left like 4 hours after you left, and I got home
1 hour after me,
an hour
right?
and 30 minutes after you, yeah.
Yeah.
After you left, I was like, what am I going to do with the rest of this time? I don't want to fall into the trap of just hopping from a machine to a machine. I should do something. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go out and walk down the boardwalk, just see what's around. Again, tons of people on the boardwalk on a Monday afternoon. I ended up all the way down at Caesars, and I was like, this is hot. It's hot. It's muggy. And so I started to turn around and head back, and then I looked out to the left, and I could see the outlets. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to walk out. I need some shoes. So I went straight to the Clark's outlet, which is further than I would have liked to walk. Checked the shoes. There was nothing even remotely good and came straight back. But I can say I went to the outlets and then walked right back up the boardwalk. Looked in some of the crappy t-shirt shops to see if I should get my son a Leo Messi Inter Miami jersey. Opted against it because I'm indecisive, even though they're $25. And ended up back at Hard Rock. And by then it was around 5 and I was sort of feeling like I should just play one last session and go. So I grabbed a Starbucks at the Hard Rock and sat down for one last video poker session. At this point, I was down $205 on the trip. And so I was like, you know what? If I get up $5, I'm just going to cash out and be down $200. So maybe this will be like 2 touches of the machine. I said that to myself. Do you think that's what I actually did, Kyle?
No.
So very quickly, I was down 20. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to put in 25 more bucks. And if I'm down 250, whatever. And pretty quickly, I hit so that I would have been up $5 and only down 200 on the trip. And I was like, well, I'll play a little longer. And then I lost, of course. I think I actually ended up even there. I don't think I blew the entire $45. So I ended up down 250, which is still, I mean, not bad. Like, free night at Hard Rock, mooched off all your dining credits and your Avila Lounge. So it was not an expensive trip.
It was good, yeah. I mean, I was up a little bit, but less than one would hope to be up, having won a $1,200 hand of video poker.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to play some $750 a spin Ultimate X.
Yeah, it comes and it goes.
And some $10 a press jacks are better. You're going to stand to lose some, for sure.
Yeah.
So, I had a fun trip. I have thoughts about Hard Rock, but we can get to that in a second.
Okay.
Would you rather, coming all the way back to Would You Rather, you have not spent much time at Ocean or Hard Rock for really the last couple of years.
Yep.
In our next 2 or 3 trips, would you rather spend your time at Ocean or Hard Rock? And that includes staying, gambling, and eating and drinking. Full experience.
It's tough, I think. I mean, I think they were both fine, but both quite imperfect, I think,
yeah,
in their own ways.
I agree.
I would rather, especially if I'm going to be agnostic about location, like, I think Borgata's just better than both of them.
Yeah, the location's a real killer.
I mean, the location is real bad.
Although off-season, not as big a deal, I don't think.
It's a really good question. So here's the problem with Hard Rock. I think it's Hard Rock. I think I prefer Hard Rock slightly. Certainly, I prefer the food that we got at Hard Rock.
I think the Ocean food, if we were not trying to do happy hours, we would have had a better experience with the Ocean food.
Maybe.
Hard Rock, even though it's not that far from Ocean, it's much closer to things like Orange Loop and other happy hour stuff.
Yep.
So it does have that going for it. I mean, I don't think the food at Hard Rock's like amazing either.
No. I thought my breakfast was pretty good.
It was
good. I thought the beef chow fun at Yoyu or whatever. What was it called?
Yoyu.
Yeah, it was also quite good. Yeah, I don't know. The problem with Hard Rock is if it's like it was on Sunday night, I don't want to gamble there. It was like...
too crowded.
Way too crowded. I don't know if it like holds people worse than Borgata and Ocean, but Ocean seemed totally fine to me on Sunday. It was perfectly pleasant to play there, but Hard Rock was insane.
So I was looking at the layout of Hard Rock as I was wandering around, and all the table games really are this straight shot from the Hard Rock center bar down to the just sort of more slot area, right? So everything's just in this big straight line, and I wonder if that makes all the tables feel significantly more crowded, and it's also sort of the main walkway.
It's like where people hang out,
right,
I think,
yeah,
too. So it's just throngs of people in the Hard Rock.
If you want to get anywhere in Hard Rock, you have to walk down that walkway. So everyone's just around the table games at all times. Whereas if you're in Ocean, Borgata, any other casino, the table game pits are kind of scattered around, or they're like around a big circle. Like at Ocean, they kind of make a half circle mostly around the center sports bar, around the outside of it. You know, just thinking of every other casino, really Tropicana is the only one where it feels like all the table games are just kind of like slapped into one area like that.
Yeah. It seems much less crowded at Tropicana because it's away from, like, if all the tables at Tropicana were like sitting like in the quarter or something, that's what it feels like in Hard Rock. Like, at least it's a little bit out of the way at Trop.
Yeah, it's really out of the way. Like, you wouldn't really end up over there if you're...
Which is what I like, frankly. I think I would actually like Hard Rock a lot if it just wasn't like it was on Sunday night. I loved playing Monday morning a ton, and, like, I played a little bit of table games. You know, I did end up playing some tiles at Hard Rock, which it's nice they have tiles and Ocean doesn't. We did a bunch of slots and stuff together. I did a bunch of slots and video poker on my own. I had a really nice time, frankly.
I found it weird because I really enjoyed hanging out in Ocean. It just feels nicer to me.
It does. Yeah, I think that's true.
But still, for some reason in my mind, I think I would rather play at Hard Rock. And I don't think, if I had to break down the pros and cons, I don't know why Hard Rock would come ahead. I do think Hard Rock needs like a little bit of maintenance or something. It was very hot and sticky in there. The room was a little bit worn out. I talked about the machine buttons, you know, are not in the best shape. It's still, you know, it's the second highest revenue casino in Atlantic City.
Yeah. Frankly, for me, it's like, I don't know why I need to go back to Ocean unless I want to stay in a room there. That's the big draw.
I do like the casino floor a lot. I do like being there.
I like the little Asia area that they have in Ocean. It's nice. I mean, like I said, no tiles is a big downside, but...
I thought for sure you were going to say Ocean, no brainer.
Really?
Yeah, because you're a notorious Hard Rock hater. and I thought even this trip, I didn't think you liked the gambling at Hard Rock as much as Ocean.
Ocean? I don't know. Maybe I need to think about it more. But my gut feeling now is Hard Rock.
Yeah. Right. That's what I'm struggling with, is my gut feeling is 100% Hard Rock.
But especially going into the off season, Hard Rock is going to be somewhere I'd just much rather be when it's less crowded.
Mm, interesting. Yeah, I mean, I'm struggling because my gut feeling is Hard Rock, but I'm in my head when I'm picturing them, I'm like, Ocean is nicer.
It is nicer. I don't care about that as much as you do, I think, for one thing.
That's not as big a deal as you.
When I was walking through resorts, I was like, man, I wish I had stayed here. This is the place for me. So,
like, we spent our time at the second and third nicest casinos in Atlantic City, but you went into resorts and you were like, fuck those places.
For 1 second to get a Dunkin' Donuts. And like, oh, yeah, this is my place. These are my people.
Awesome.
My
perfect
80-year-old people. That are up at 7 a.m. like me.
Oh, yeah. And they went to sleep, too. You were probably down at Hard Rock at 6:50, and there were people who were like,
still
they had not gone to bed.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts? We talked about how crowded AC was.
I thought it was a really good trip, frankly. I get to do a bunch of stuff that, you know, I haven't done Hard Rock or Ocean in a long time. I thought the happy hours were kind of bad on Friday, frankly. And, like, I mean, I think none of the food experiences we had were perfect in their own ways, but I still think it was a really good trip. Had fun, won a little bit of money, which is nice.
Yeah, I did not win money. I feel like I'm in this very consistent pattern for a one-night trip where I lose around $250, and that happened again. But I think that's just the joys of being a slot player. Unless you have a big hit, it's going to pretty consistently...
Not only that, but you probably zero in on that anyway, because probably when you're down like $300 or $400, you probably slow down a lot, so it's not like you're going to lose a ton more than that.
If it's a two-night trip, yeah, if I'm down like $350 on a two-night trip, I'm really slowing it down. So there is a lot that goes into like what ends up with me in this range. So that is true. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, I think that's it. My one regret was the food, was eating too much in the very first meal.
I mean, I don't think that bothered me as much, but I'm a much hungrier person than you, I think, in general. So we got through it faster.
Yeah, it was hours later and I was still like, why did I eat all that food? Mistakes were made. And I hadn't been drinking, so it wasn't the alcohol.
Normally, I'm
trying to blame everything. It's like, I know I had 12 drinks, but it was probably this, you know, salad dressing. Like, no.
That was foolish. Should have just been chugging Miller Lights in the Asia room at Ocean like me.
That's true.
That's where it was at. Bad alcohol selection at Ocean, by the way. Did not like my beer choices. It was like Bud Light, Bud, Miller Light, Coors Light, Heineken, Corona. And it's just like, I don't want any of those.
Hard Rock has the same boss ordering system that Caesar's casinos have.
Right, which is nice.
And it is very funny that they have Cape May IPA, or you can get a Red Bull, or you can get nice cocktails. But when you click them, for me, it's like, your tier does not allow this drink.
No. Gotta be Icon, man. Gotta go to Bally's and get that superstar and match.
Yeah.
You can't match because it's like you need 18 months of no play or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
No, I just gotta organically earn it.
Oh, I did notice... On the website, it said I only needed like 8,000 points to keep Icon. I don't know if it's because like I matched it's lower or something, but I thought that was weird. I don't know if it's like I need to do it in the first 3 months or something. I don't know. But yeah. I thought it was interesting.
But no, I'll never get tier status anywhere. I just give up on that.
I don't think I'm getting 8,000 points either. But I did get a bunch of tier points because it was 5x tier credits on Monday. So I did end up with like 2,000 or something like that. All right. Well, thank you guys very much for listening. If you want to reach out to us or any of our other listeners, you can do so at our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/doforwin. Find all of our great content and maybe buy a shirt soon at doforwin.com. Reach out to Craig on Twitter at doforwin or me at Kyle Askin and send Craig questions to doforwin@gmail.com and we will answer them on air. How's your inbox?
I don't think there's anything in it.
All right. Good trip. I think we need to try to do it in the fall or go to Vegas would be even better, but
nope, neither.
I have to say the 30 hours or whatever felt like a good amount of time.
Yeah, no, that was great.
Because usually it's like much closer to 24 hours that I'm there, I think. Yeah, and it's like a little short, but the fact that I left at 9 in the morning and then leave AC until 2 was nice.
Yeah, I think a lot of times we actually end up doing like arrive at noon or 1 and leave at 9 or 10.
And then I leave at like 9, yeah. It's worse.
Less than 24 hours. I mean, it still feels fine. It feels like worth it to do it, but...
I mean, Monday was a real day for me because, I mean, getting up at 6 as well, I had a bunch more hours there.
Yeah, and I stayed until 5, so...
Right. We both had real days on Monday.
So it did feel like 2 days instead of one day.
I think we had equally full days in our own way.
That's a good point.
You had a more full day on Sunday, perhaps.
Because I stayed up until 1.
That's right.
That's true.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much, and we'll talk to you all in a few weeks.
And now we have no trip plans on the books, and I'm going to go cry.
There's only one thing to do about that.
Cry.
Not record a podcast for 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah, good point.
I've got a funny story for you. I mean, it's not funny at all, which is why I didn't tell it on the podcast, but...
Now it's going to be the post-show.
Yeah. I didn't go to the bathroom in my room until, I don't know, when you're at the hook or whatever. I went into the bathroom and I'm like, what the fuck? They didn't give me a new soap because the soap is out. And I was real pissed off and I rubbed the soap under the water for a while because whatever, I'm not going to complain about this, but it's like a bit questionable. And then I remembered you peed when you came to my room. But I thought for like a while, I'm like, stupid housekeeping, like, didn't give me a new soap. What the fuck's wrong with them? That's gross.